You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
On Sunday, Nationals Health Minister Dr. Shane Reddy released a statement that the National Party has huge concerns over the current state of the health system, with incorrect figures on wait times and understaffed hospitals. This comes in the wake of the teachers' pay strike last week, who are expressing similar concerns for their sector. I spoke to Shane Reddy this week about struggling sectors and the National Party's plans and views on this. I began by asking him what his concerns about the healthcare system are.
So I've been saying for a while that I think emergency departments and aged residential care are the two sectors that are likely to break, and we're now seeing that unfolding in front of our eyes. There are other areas that are concerns as well, but more specifically last week we had surgeons at Christchurch Hospital coming out saying, look, the only cancer patients they can treat are those who are not going to last the week, and that's a terrible situation to be in. They then talked about the surgical wait list, how the government may be saying that it's 73% the target, and on mainstream television on Friday morning, Surgeon Bateman took the Health New Zealand official to task and said that is not correct. In fact, he used a pejorative, which I won't say in this interview, but he said that is not correct. It's 50% at best. And I think that's kind of brave for senior people in the health sector to decide the only way that they can talk truth to power is to go to media and describe the situation as it actually is. They are desperate. They've been desperate for a while, and I have grave concerns considering we're not even in the winter season yet for what winter might look like. And indeed, before Rob Campbell was sacked, he described Middlemore Hospital as not being ready for the winter season. So a number of us across the sector are very, very concerned that things are getting worse under Health New Zealand and not better. But, you know, what do we expect? Undertaking major health reforms in the middle of a pandemic, who thought that was going to go well? Only David Clark, Andrew Little and Asher Beryl, I'm afraid. The rest of us said, boy, that's very risky. The system needs to be stable before you even contemplate reforms of that type, and they clearly weren't.
The recent Ministry of Health data is incorrect. How would you ensure better monitoring systems?
So part of the reason why the surgeons are coming out and saying, look, these are the actual figures, is because the ministry did put up grossly incorrect data. I mean, who could possibly believe that there was no wait time at Whangarei Hospital Emergency Department when they were calling in the army? They were so understaffed. And I think it is a very sad reflection of affairs when yesterday Health New Zealand sent a note out to Christchurch Hospital, as it's reported to the staff, saying they are not allowed to go to media. That is muzzling. They only went to media because the data that Health New Zealand had put out there was inaccurate, and they felt they needed to talk the truth. And what that requires really good data collection to fix that, really good data collection. It requires good analysis, and it requires the data being put up in a timely way so that people can see where things are actually going, where resources need to apply, need to be applied, where funding needs to be applied. That's the purpose, to have targets. And a fundamental difference here between us and Labor, they de-emphasised targets the day they came in. We believe targets are important.
Do you think that COVID might have had an impact on the healthcare system, not just the current government, as per your own statements?
So I think COVID has had an influence, clearly, on the health system, but I think that's a very convenient excuse for the government to blame everything on COVID. Oh, it's all to do with COVID. That's not possible in several ways. First of all, if you look at the waitlist data before COVID even arrived on our shores, the 2 years that Labor were in government before COVID even arrived, the surgical waitlist had quadrupled already. Why was that? Because they thought cannabis reform was more important than surgical waiting lists, and they de-emphasised targets. Secondly, if you look at experienced people in the sector like Dr. John Bonning, who was previously the spokesman for the Australasian College of Emergency Medicine, that is the ED specialists, he is very clear where he has stated, quote-unquote, this is not a COVID blip. So COVID has been an influence, but actually the policy decisions that this government has made has probably been as much, if not more, of an influence. I mean, not giving nurses a day one pathway to residency. Why on earth would you do that? And now those nurses have gone to other shores, to Canada and Australia. We'd been calling for a day one pathway to residency for years, actually, as had the sector. Kitiana Brooking, on behalf of all the DHBs, 2 years ago, said to Andrew Little that if you do not change the immigration settings, we will not avert a health crisis. But they didn't want to listen.
How do you plan to encourage more healthcare professionals to enter into the healthcare system? Because staffing issues is a major issue.
It is almost the major issue in the health system at the moment. And for me and for us, there's three main parts to this. Recruit, retain and revamp. Recruit, we're going to need to do a better job recruiting people from offshore. And that talks about several things. It talks about nurses, it talks about SMOs, which are the specialists. We need to do better recruiting, we need to compete. To do that, firstly though, we need to look at retaining those who are already here. And we know there is an exodus offshore, both for better salary and wages and for terms and conditions. So we're going to clearly need to address that. There are terms and conditions like care capacity demand management model, which says that the nursing ratio to patients should be a certain safe level. There are a number of things we need to do in the retention space to hold the staff that we have here. And then thirdly, we need to revamp our medical and nursing schools and turn on the pipeline for our own homegrown, culturally competent doctors and nurses.
The Nationals' plans overall to improve the health system.
So a number of these will come through in our manifesto, which will be revealed in these coming few months. But here at the moment, workforce targets and funding are the solutions we would bring to issues like the chronic and exacerbating surgical waitlist, ED times, faster cancer times. Workforce, I've mentioned. Targets, we think targets are important. We disagree with David Clark, we disagree with Andrew Little, and we disagree with Asher Verrill. We think they're important, and the sector does as well. And funding. We would not be spending funding on expensive health reforms. We'd be spending that funding on the front line.
On to the teachers who were on strike last week. Many are asking for pay parity. Is National going to pay teachers more?
So we've increased teachers' pay every single pay round, and we certainly value the very important role that teachers play. And it's been very disheartening to see lots of money poured into education, and yet some of the measures, or children's measures of success, writing and maths, have actually gone backwards. And that's very disappointing. Let's be clear, we absolutely back the teachers, and we thank them every day they get up and go to work. What we will do is we will value them. We'll reduce wasteful spending, back office spending, so that there's more opportunities for them to do what they do best.
A general sentiment is that they are understaffed and underpaid. Do you have a similar view for the healthcare system as you do for the teaching system?
So I think there's probably not one sector that doesn't have enough workforce, actually. I think there are vacancies across every sector, which talks to our immigration settings or the lateness with which we have adjusted immigration settings. Well, it talks to two things, actually. Immigration and how we've grown our own specialists and practitioners across health, across education. Almost every sector, I would put to you, has a shortage of domain specialists just at this point in time. So I think there are many similarities. I think workforce is a key factor in many of these areas.
So the main indicator that you seem concerned about was that education had gone backwards in terms of student markers. So do you think it's a situation of needing to overhaul the education system and the performance indicators there?
Look, I think what it is giving teachers clear direction, having their input and substantial contribution as to what that direction looks like, and then backing them to do what they do well. It's been very confusing, I think, for them to try and understand where the sector is going and to try and understand whether this government values them or not. And what I would say is that a national government values teachers and will work alongside and collaborate with them to give them the best outcomes in their workspace and for the students, which is who we all serve at the end of the day.
I also noticed that the ACT Party has come out with a very tailored approach to improving the education system, whereas Labor's current offer is a pay rise across the board. Would National do a more tailored approach, or would it do a more across the board?
So I think what you'll see is when we bring out the details around our education manifesto, you'll see exactly the thinking that we've got as to how we can improve things for teachers and improve things for students. So I won't be in front of that manifesto announcement, but I think take the very clear signal that we value teachers and we want to give them the tools to do the very best job they can for the students that they serve.
That was National's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me on the healthcare sector as well as the education sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.